Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I'm supposed to be. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I'm supposed to be. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I'm supposed to be. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I'm supposed to be. Oh, my soul is welcome here. Oh, my soul is welcome here. I am getting the message loud and clear. My soul is welcome here. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just what I'm supposed to be. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just what I'm supposed to be. Oh, my soul is welcome here. Oh, my soul is welcome here. I am getting the message loud and clear. My soul is welcome here. Oh, my soul is welcome here. Oh, my soul is welcome here. I am getting the message loud and clear. My soul is welcome here. I am getting the message loud and clear. My soul is welcome.
Hello. Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa virtual service. I'm Tara Steele, the community minister. If this is your first time with us, we are so glad you are here. You can find out more about our teaching, The Science of Mind, as well as our classes and other programs on our website, www.cslsr.org. I also appreciate those of you who have become regulars in this virtual format. With your presence, we create a spiritual community. We are inspired by a global vision of a world that works for everyone. Here is this month's excerpt of that vision. We see a world in which humanity awakens to its spiritual magnificence and discovers the creative power of thought. Our message today is brought to us by Reverend Dr. Candace Beckett. Dr. Candace has been involved in religious science all her life. She went from being a child attending Sunday school to teaching Sunday school and teen group involvement. She entered ministry in 1980, first in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and then 29 years as the senior minister at the Ukiah Center for Spiritual Living, retiring at the end of 2018. Dr. Candace was deeply involved in the integration process that brought together the two parts of Centers for Spiritual Living. Since integration, she remains active on workshop planning team for Teen Camp and is the adult co-director of the CSL Northern California Winter Teen Camp. Here's what Dr. Candace has to say about her life today. Currently, the most immediate and important work I do is around raising my Jesse, my grandson, who has been a part of my family for 11 years. I am also working on becoming the best anti-racist I can be through reading, education, and contributing to the organizations I see doing this work, continually asking myself, what can I do to support? Last, but definitely not least, I am expanding my daily spiritual practice. I am delighted that Dr. Candace will share her wisdom and experience with us. Her topic is On the Path to Oneness. As we move into the service, I know that somewhere in the prayer, the music, the message is exactly what your heart seeks for your next step on your spiritual journey. I invite you to become fully present, breathing in, breathing out, opening to the good. Welcome.
Hello, I am Edward Fillion. This week's topic, Better Together, is suggested by the Diversity Inclusion Commission of Centers for Spiritual Living. Our teaching, The Science of Mind, states that there is one presence that is the source of all. And based on this, we say that oneness is the central principle of our metaphysical teaching, and everything else that we teach develops out of that. It's like a puzzle. One space, which implies that I am where you are and you are where I am, which is the reasoning for why we can pray affirmatively for each other. We say there is only one time, this present moment, endlessly unfolding. Only one being, you and me, both part of the great whatever it is. And the puzzle is this. One means no other when we're talking in absolute terms, and yet that oneness shows itself in an endless variety of forms, and we call that diversity, and we see it as a valuable and necessary part of creation, something to be celebrated, explored, integrated. We are one, not because we are the same, but because we share the same source, and together we create something stronger than what we can do when we are apart. The creators of this week's content give us a beautiful image of wire rope that begins with a single strand that could be as small as 0.6 millimeters in diameter. And then the first step is to wind several of these small wires together, and with each additional strand, a greater and greater strength develops until there is a rope that is capable of so much. Now, any single strand of wire is perfectly good, and when integrated and wrapped around others, it becomes something mighty. In the same way, our inclusion of more and different cultures and views and individual expressions makes us stronger, better together.
Just one mind, that mind is God's mind, that mind is perfect, that mind is my mind now. There is just one life, life is God's life. That life is perfect, that life is my life now, right now, right now. Infinite Spirit, ever-flowing, ever-within me, ever-growing infinite wisdom, ever shows the way. There is just one love. That love is God's love. That love is perfect. That love flows through me now. There is just one light. That light is God's light. That light is perfect. That light shines through me now. Right now. Right now. Infinite Spirit, ever-flowing, ever-within me, ever-growing infinite wisdom, ever-shows the way. There is just one heart. That heart is God's heart. That heart is perfect. That heart beats in me now. There is just one song. That song is God's song. That song is perfect. That song sings through me now. Right now. Right now, right now.
Hello, won't you join me in a prayer for our service right now? Affirming once again that there's something wonderful that is happening right now. It is this thing that we call life that is always unfolding moment by moment. We call this life many names: the divine intelligence, spirit, God. You may call it something different. I call it the Ancient of Days. And this life is expressing uniquely as each of us. I know that I am a divine expression, that every cell in my body is this one life expressing itself, animating this body, breathing this body, giving this body intelligence. And as I know this is true for me, I know this is true for each of us. For all life, for all things, it is this one life. And so knowing this, I know that this unfolding right now through this service is this life wanting to express something that is wanting to be known. That each of us will be taking away something unique that it is for us to hear. Whether it's expressing through the music, through the given message, all of it is this one life, unfolding moment by moment. So So we can claim that this is really a divine appointment. We're here right where we're supposed to be. And so I just speak a word about us just settling in and knowing that we are divinely held and loved. And it is with gratitude, knowing that my word is received into this divine flow of life. It takes the words that I speak and it acts upon them. There's nothing for me to do. And so it's with great anticipation that we all receive what we're supposed to hear today. And together we say, and so it is. Hello, I'm Rodney Jansen, a licensed prayer practitioner here at the Center, and I'm going to read today an affirmation from our Beyond 2020 Spiritual Vision Book of Affirmations. Balance and harmony emerge through me. I participate in the giving and the receiving of love.
Thank you, Dr. Edwards, for inviting me to be a part of your virtual service this morning. So I really want to begin the meat of the talk today with a story. And it begins with a seeker who is looking for a master to help enlighten him to the truth of who he really is. And he has spent years traveling from ashram to ashram, synagogue to synagogue, church to church, looking for that ultimate piece of truth. He's learned a lot of wonderful things, but never quite gotten the answer that he's been seeking. So one day he has approached an ashram and goes in to find that the master there is willing to give him an audience. And he looks at the master and says, "There's one thing I really would love to know." And the master says, "You may ask me anything." So the seeker goes on and he says, tell me the truth that will forever enlighten me. And the master barely takes another breath and he smiles and he says, here it is. God is all there is. Just as water solidifies to become ice, so God solidifies to become all of its creations. The air, the trees, the water, the land. It's all one. Everything is God. You are God. And he smiles. The seeker looks at him and says, that can't be all. And the master, still smiling, says, it's all I have. If you want more, you will need to go elsewhere. So the seeker moves on. And in his travels, he eventually hears of another master in another ashram who will very likely be able to tell him what he wants to know. But it is a long journey. He's advised it's not an easy journey. You need to climb the mountain. The ashram's at the top. Just do whatever the master says, and you'll get your answer. So I want to stop here for just a second, because there's always the path, the traveling, the getting to the place, and the instruction of you need to get there, and then you need to listen to the master and apply whatever it is he says to your life immediately. And I know how many times I've heard great and inspiring words and then just went on and did my life the way I'd always done it and not seeing a lot of effect. So it's important information, and information that we need to take to heart. If we're going to make these journeys, these spiritual quests, then we also need to be ready to listen. So back to the story. The man starts on his path and finds the mountain, finds the path up the mountain, can see the ashram in the distance, and it's quite a ways, and it's a big journey uphill. In the meantime, the master just happens to be standing by a window and looks down, and the story says he sees him coming. So I want to stop the story again for just a second, because again, the path, is this easy? This doesn't look easy. This is a high hill and he must climb, but whenever a path leads you upwards, it's a signal that we're moving from one level of consciousness to another. So that's important. He is ready. He is moving, and he's, how ready he is, that's up to the master, but he's ready to go to that next level. The master, in the meantime, is looking out the window and he sees him coming. A statement like that in almost all teaching stories means not just that he sees that someone is coming up the path to the ashram, but that he sees him. He sees the truth about him. He sees the depth of him. He sees the questions within him and the answers. So back to the story. The man ascends the mountain, goes into the ashram, and is invited into have an interview with the master. And so he comes and he bows to the master, and the master says, what can I do for you? And the seeker looks at him and says, tell me the truth that will forever enlighten me. And the master smiles and he says very gently, oh, I would be more than happy to do that. But before I do, you need to work for me for 12 years. Well, the seeker is a little taken aback, but at the same time, 12 years, enlightenment forever, it's not that bad. So he says, sure, I'll do it. I'll work for you. 12 years. What do you want me to do? And the master says, currently we only have one job available, but if you're willing to do it, it is necessary. It needs to be done. It needs to be done every day. And the seeker says, I'll do anything. What do you instruct me to do? The master says, every day I want you to go out into the cow yard and pick up all the cow dung and place it by the kitchen for it to be used for fuel for the ovens. So essential job, we need the fuel. So the seeker is a little taken aback, but again, realizes that for forever enlightenment, it's completely worth it. So the very next morning, after morning prayers and breakfast, he goes to the cow yard and begins to pick up cow dung, carry it to the kitchen, pile it, and he does that back and forth all day, every day, for 12 years and 3 days. Sometime during that third day, he realizes that he has completed his agreement. So he goes to the master. The master invites him in and says, what can I do for you? And he says, my 12 years are over. Tell me the truth that will forever set me free. And the master smiles, and with great love and compassion, he says, God is all there is. Just as water solidifies to become ice, so God solidifies to become all of its creations, the air, the trees, the water, the land. It's all one. Everything is God. You are God. Well, the seeker feels this deep, penetrating truth and stands in absolute awe. And after a couple of moments of this sublime, blissful experience, he turns to the master and he thanks him over and over and over again. And he begins to leave. As he stops right at the door and he turns and he asks the master, can I ask you just one more thing? And the master says, of course, ask me anything. And the seeker says, that is exactly what I was told 12 years ago by that other guru. And the master says, well, of course it is. The divine truth has not changed in 12 years. And the seeker says, but why did I have to pick up cow dung for 12 years before I understood? And the master again smiles and says, because you were stupid. I remember the first time I heard it thinking, okay, I'm really tired of being stupid. Not living in the close contact with the indwelling God. But maybe I'm not stupid. So what am I? And I began to work with words like ignorant, which means lacking in awareness, or not being aware that something is there, no matter how obvious it might be. The other word I played with was ignore. And what I realized that ignore means not paying attention. And I know for myself, when I was first entering into ministry, someone asked me when I had originally heard the call. And my very quick answer was, when did I first hear it, or when did I stop ignoring it? So to ignore, to not pay attention, to be ignorant, to be unaware of what is true right there before you, somewhere in between those two things, I began to recognize that I want to stop being ignorant and I want to stop ignoring. I have a good friend, Reverend Angelica Jane, and several years ago, she created this amazing idea of shopping for enlightenment, and they created a catalog, and it was called the Whole Universe Catalog. It was kind of a spoof on all of the things, the implements that you were able to purchase to help you on your spiritual journey and to make you feel more centered and all of those things. But theirs was amazingly metaphysical. And there was one thing in it that I would have loved to have been able to buy. And they called it the Inner Voice Amplifier. Well, most of you listening today already know that there is this divine inner voice that is speaking to us. And it is speaking to us all the time. It is who we truly are, this inner divine being. But all too often, we ignore it, which is the same as it not talking at all. So, if not our inner voice, what are we listening to these days? For me, there's some old parental programming. There is social networking and the ideas of a lot of people. There's the news. And I think that list goes on and on and on. The unfortunate thing is that those voices tend to be really loud and tend to screen out everything else. So our job becomes, how do we screen them out? One of the things that the inner voice amplifier could do was just that. It would amplify your inner voice, screen out the other voices that are competing for our attention. It taps into our own storehouse of divine wisdom. And when we ask it questions, we get answers that we can truly trust. What a wonderful tool to have. I began thinking about it, and I recognize now, as I'm sure most of you do, that we do have this already within us. It's time to differentiate between our inner voice and the voice of our ego. Now, don't get me wrong. I get it. The ego is really important. It's our decision maker. It's our chooser. But also lying in there is this huge amount of just chatter, creating monkey mind. So that's the part of the ego I want to differentiate from the truth. Because if I ask my ego stuff, my ego self questions, I'll get answers, but they often don't make me feel comfortable or right. And I ask my inner voice, I always get great, trustworthy answers. So the question for me becomes, how? How do I know which is my inner voice, the voice of God within me, my highest wisdom self? How do I know that that's the voice that's talking to me? I remember when I was a child, the very second movie I ever saw was Disney's animated Pinocchio. And in it, Jiminy Cricket sings a wonderful song in which he says, "Let your conscience be your guide." But all too often, I think we are mistaking our ego for our inner voice. And it just isn't. And often the ego, part of what you can tell, this is your ego voice, it tends to judge, it tends to belittle, it tends to scold. And so no wonder we don't really want to listen to it, but there it is. So the answer is we must go deeper within, deeper and deeper and deeper within to find that inner voice. Thomas Carlyle says, "Our main business is not to see what lies dimly in the distance, but to do what lies clearly at hand." I like to call this present moment stuff. There is only one place to connect with our true self, and it is in the present moment. You can't do it in the past. You can't do it in the future. It's all happening right now. In this present moment, there is truth and there are infinite possibilities. But most of the time, I don't need infinite possibilities, just like the seeker didn't need an infinite amount of jobs to choose from. I need one. I want one clear action to follow. And when we are in the present moment and allowing that inner voice to speak, it comes to us, and it comes to us very quickly. So I have an example. So have you ever walked into the wrong bathroom? I've done it a few times in my life, I'll admit it. But what I know when I'm thinking about this one time, I was in a mall and I walked into the men's bathroom, and there was this moment of insight, this absolute clarity, a moment of decision, and a moment in which I knew exactly what was mine to do. I didn't argue with it. I didn't try to negotiate with it. I just left. And as I left, I was absolutely stunned at how easy that decision was. Now, I will also admit that I remember looking around to see if anybody saw me, and I was really grateful that there was no one else around. But after taking a deep breath, I was able to recognize that for a moment, there had been within me absolute clarity. I want that kind of absolute clarity in my life all the time. And here's what I know. Within each of us, there is a divine self that is always present and ready to act. So listen for that instruction. Listen to that inner voice. To engage my highest wisdom self, I just ask, is this mine? I actually got this little lesson from Marcia Sutton. And she told me when I was complaining about how many directions I was being pulled in at once, she says, there's just one question you have to ask. She says, just take one deep breath, ask, is this mine to do? And I remember, like, is that it? There must be more. And she said, no, just try it, which I'm really grateful that she said, just try it. And I kind of felt like, well, what do I have to lose? And the next time I felt that pull, like, what is mine to do? I said to this thing, is this mine? And the answer was very calm, and it was yes. So I went ahead and did it. And then the next time I wasn't quite so sure, I asked, and I said, no. And I went, oh, not mine. And went and did something else. So I began asking about even the most mundane things, what I was going to watch on television, what I was going to do in the store, entering a conversation, and I always immediately get a response. The cool thing, the answer is always just yes or no, and even when I'm not thrilled by the answer, I do my best not to argue or try to negotiate with it and allow that inner wisdom to be my guide and to begin supplying me with what the next steps will look like. So there's one more distinguishing thing about the true inner voice that has become really clear to me. When it's your true inner voice speaking to you, there are no shoulds. It's always gentle. It's always kind. It's always loving. It always cheers us on. But it often does that very quietly. So you do have to listen. Do our best not to argue. Just act according to your own highest wisdom as it comes forward. Do your best to remember, I am guided by the same intelligence and inspired by the same imagination which scatters the moonbeams across the waves and holds the forces of nature in its grasp. That's Dr. Holmes again. I guess I can button this up with, there's one thing here. Remember who you are. Remember who you truly are. Remember who they are. Remember who they truly are. Remember, everything is God. You are God. And so let's ground that with the spiritual mind treatment. And so we begin by knowing this one truth. God is all there is. Just as water solidifies to become ice, so God solidifies to become all of its creation. The air, the trees, the water, the land, it's all one. Everything is God. I am God. You are God. And so know with me right now, in all time and in all space, there is only one thing, and that thing is God. There is no thing outside of it. There is no thing to contradict it. There is no other than it. It includes me. It includes you. It includes all. All that we are is reflection of the love, the beauty, the perfection, the wholeness of God. In this awareness, we look with the eyes of God and we see clearly what appears to end is in truth a new beginning. What appears to say no is in truth a new opportunity. I know that we can look and find infinite ways that will always move us forward on our individual spiritual paths, and that collectively we move the world forward too. Today, we gladly and lovingly walk this path, knowing that from here, we see the demonstration of God in all things, in all people, in all situations. We deeply know that God is all there is. And as we allow that truth to be deeply accepted into our hearts and into our minds, we release it into the line, knowing its truth, as together we say, and so it is.
It's now the time in our service for our offering. It's the time when I have the opportunity to thank you for the wonderful ways you support our center in this time. Your financial support and those sweet, sweet notes of appreciation, emails, voicemails, notes with your checks. Thank you for each and every one of them. They support and inspire us in so many ways. As we move into listening to the music for this time of reflection on all that we give and receive, I invite you to close your eyes for a moment and go within to notice the gifts and blessings that come your way and the generous spirit within you that invites you to respond in gratitude and generosity. Acknowledging the flow of giving and receiving, the ways in which our giving returns to us, please say these words, repeating after me. I bless this gift. I send it forth to heal and prosper. It does amazing work in the world, and so it is. Thank you again for all that you are doing and all that you are.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Alan Yeager, your webmaster and communications officer, I have some announcements and reminders of things happening this week and beyond. Today at 1 p.m., Dr. Edward is teaching an orientation class for those who are considering membership in the center. And if you are already a member, you are invited to attend as a refresher. To learn more, click on the link in today's online bulletin. Just where is that online bulletin? You will find it on our new website, www.cslsr.org, in the Sunday Links section on the home page. Just look for the yellow band with the words Sunday Links. It stretches all the way across the width of the page near the top. If you are a lifelong learner looking for more ways to enjoy a purposeful life, you know that in our online courses, you can meet new classmates and be guided by knowledgeable teachers to grow your spiritual toolbox for a better you. We have discounts and scholarships available, so click on the Classes tab at the top of our homepage to learn more. Tomorrow at 1:30 p.m., you can join Reverend Joyce Kinzel in her group for seniors. And this Thursday, why not check out our trustees in action at their monthly board meeting, which begins at 5:30 p.m. In the middle of the week, I am especially enjoying Wednesday Night Wisdom at 7 p.m., where Lawrence Edwards, Lily Escovedo, Krista McAtee, and Bonnie Gonzalez facilitate a discussion of Valerie Cower's thoughtful and timely book, See No Stranger. The discussion continues on September 2nd after this week's special evening of music by our friend Karen Drucker. Karen's presentation is called Songs and Chants to Calm and Soothe Our Souls. It begins this Wednesday at 7 p.m. I hope to see you there. As we continue to stay safe, don't miss out on the Center's weekly and monthly small group meetings, as well as the opportunity to receive confidential prayer from a practitioner. Information and links for everything is in our online bulletin. Thanks to each and every one of you for being here today and for being part of our amazing spiritual community.
Good morning, and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living in Santa Rosa. I'm Jerry Huffaker, representing the Giving Intention team. In the early years of attending the center, my wife and I participated in a class where we learned about the law of circulation, the spiritual order of never-ending flow. When the Nonprofit Partner Program was created 16 years ago, it made us feel like we were doing good work in the world. We love that we know a portion of our yearly giving goes to organizations locally and around the world in support of creating a world that works for everyone. When Pat and I first heard the statement, "We see a world that works for everyone," those words touched our hearts. We loved it. We then found out that it was part of the Centers for Spiritual Living's global vision, which is a really wonderful expression of our beliefs and vision for all people and our planet. For 8 years, I had the opportunity to interact with our nonprofit partners. You as a community have nominated wonderful organizations for us to partner with. We have helped support arts, seniors, food, homelessness, women's support and housing, youth, children, social justice, racial equality, and so much more. Over those years and meeting the people that came to the center to represent and speak about their nonprofits, I can personally attest to you that I have never met a more enthusiastic, committed, and passionate group of individuals to their mission than the nonprofits you have chosen. For 2021, we are looking for nonprofits focused on social justice and racial equality. yet we welcome all nominations from you. The nomination form is found at cslsr.org. Click on the Sunday links and then scroll down, and at the bottom of the list is the link to the form. Nominations are due on August 31st. We thank you for your nominations and your generosity. Blessings.
Please join me in saying these words. If they are not yet familiar, please simply take them in. Something wonderful is happening through me right now. It is this thing called life. Life is in my mind, life is in my body, and life is in my affairs. I think it, I feel it, and I accept it, just the way that it is, and just the way that it is not. Thank you, life. Know with me that you are never alone. That spirit is right where you are. That in any moment you have simply to look within to know that you are guided, sustained, and guarded by a presence that expresses its love through your love in the world. Let us live accordingly, that in everything that we do and say and think, we honor this presence within. And so it is. Please remember that there's after-service prayer, and you are most welcome to join the practitioners there. And thank you again for joining this spiritual community, bringing all that you are to it.
I open my heart to a new beginning. A new beginning starts today. Spirit within me moves me, and I'm open. It's a new beginning. I open my heart to a new beginning. A new beginning starts today. Spirit within me moves me, and I'm open. It's a new beginning. Every beat of my heart is a new beginning. Every breath I take is a new beginning. Every thought I think is a new beginning. Every song I sing, I open my heart to a new beginning. A new beginning starts today. Spirit within me moves me, and I'm open. It's a new beginning. Every beat of my heart is a new beginning. Every breath I take is a new beginning. Every thought I think is a new beginning. Every song I sing, I open my heart to a new beginning. A new beginning starts today. Spirit within me moves me, and I'm open. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning.